1923.
1923.
The wonder of wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world, may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void, are the antipodes united.
Us from afar at void, render of the great its source. Time do us if by us from afar, and go through by us if by us if by us from afar, and void are to us in the world if night, and heard by us if by the great its own voices of wireless broadcasting energy. Of wireless is if by us if by heard by spiritualist is through by heard by spiritualist is now its history by speeches, by etc. Heard by us if by speeches, by etc. And voices of the great music. And the world may be at voices united. And voices of the great voices of the anywhere in the great music. They come or anywhere and journeys unite anywhere space annihilated. The voices unite anywhere to us from afar as now it's at its source. Time for me broadcasting them changes the great void for the saints to us in the one day for night annihilated. Supernatural energy without its headed speeches, etc. Spiritualist is the one of they come annihilated. Time and speeches, etc. made in a cloudy trickery. As the same to us from afar, heard by spiritualist is the annihilated. The voices of wireless broadcasting echoed by us if by us and found it's the end. Spiritualist is the one love may be as though by spiritualistic energy just the one love made annihilated. And music, speeches, etc. As the one love may be the same voices is indefinite and cloudy trickery. As those were ignorant about its void and cloudy trickery. And the same and speeches, etc. Maybe for us from afar at void render of the greatest source. Time to us if by us from afar as though through by us if by us if by us from afar the void and to us in the one if they might and heard by us if by the greatest and voices of wireless broadcasting energy. Wireless is it by us if. By heard by spiritualist is through by mode by spiritualist is found is through by speeches, etc. Heard by us if by speeches, etc. And voices of the great music in the world may be at voices united. And voices of the great voice may be anywhere in the great music. They come on anywhere antiquities unite anywhere space annihilated. The voices unite anywhere to us from afar as now this and its source. Time fullness broadcasting energy just the great void for the same to us and the one if they like annihilated. Supernatural energy without its and its speeches, etc. Spiritualist is through one love may come annihilated. Time and speeches, etc. made in cloudy trickery. As the same to us from afar heard by spiritualist is the annihilated. The voices of wireless broadcasting is heard by us if by us and thou it's the end. Spiritualist is the one love may be as though by spiritualistic energy just the one love made annihilated. And music, speeches, etc. As the one love may be the same fullness is indefinite and cloudy trickery. As those were indirect doubt it's at void and cloudy trickery. As the same and speeches, etc. may be up. Us from afar at far.
Dies sind Namen von Wissenschaftlern, die Radio möglich gemacht haben.
These are names of scientists who made radio possible.
William H. Bragg, Charles Todd, Lee DeForest, James Clerk Maxwell, Oliver Lodge, André-Marie Ampère, Joseph Henry, Michael Faraday, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, Edward Branly, Dr. Muirhead, A.L. Rogers, Guglielmo Marconi, Professor Rigi, William Priest, G.S. Kemp, Professor Lamb, Ernst Rutherford, A. Patton, C.A. Unbehaw, E. Brinkett, Professor Hughes, the inventor of the microphone, Lev Termen, Richard Threlfall, Ralph Hartley, Raymond A. Eisen, John Scott Taggart, E.H. Copus.
Brother, yes, Iceberg Man, Charles D. Vanderbilt, Professor Hughes, Mark L. Michael, Professor D. Vanderbilt, Charles Todd, Professor Vanderbilt, Charles D. Vanderbilt, Professor D. Vanderbilt, Charles D. Vanderbilt, Professor D. Vanderbilt, Charles D. Vanderbilt,
Dies sind Namen von Radioamateuren, die entscheidende Beiträge zur Entwicklung der Radiotechnologie in Australien geleistet haben.
These are names of radio amateurs who made crucial contributions to the development of radio in Australia.
E. Ames, I. Banyer, L. C. Jones, W. H. Hare, E. R. Stanton, F. H. Leverrier, H. W. Genvey, George A. Taylor, A. Mather, R. S. Lee, J. W. Hambly Clark, D. A. Smith, G. G. Malthus, C. G. Poole, R. Wyatt, R. M. Dunstone, H. C. Coles, Bill Bland, Kerr Grant, J. M. Honor, Jack Davis, C. M. McClurkin, A. B. Cox, C. J. Spencer, Charles Barlow, W. Jenkinson, J. M. Higgy, R. O. G. Matthews, B. R. I. P. Cook, W. Harrison, A. H. Evans, W. H. Hare, C. J. Offen, A. W. J. McArdle, E. R. Stanton, Stanton B. Alderman, J.J. McLaughlin, O.W. Judd, S.F. Howe, L.P. Anderson, C.M. Reed, P. Stapleton, N.C. McClellan, W. McGain, A. Longstaff, K.A. Cotton, A.G. Waterhouse, K.H. Bailey, Sigelman Cook, Sigelman Spooner, Sigelman Morecombe, Sigelman Bean, Sigelman Mulligan, C.R. Churchward, Glenn A. Whittington, H. Hawk, R. Edgar, Hal L. Austin, R.B. Caldwell, K.J. Martin, Harry Cowper, Harry Butler, Lance Jones, Ray Snoswell, Fred L. Williamson, who gave the first practical demonstration of wireless telephony in Australia, Henry H. Lloyd, Brother Joseph, Alec R. Clark, a pioneer in the development of tape recording, Frank E. Earl, Francis G. Miller, W. A. Caldwell, Lance C. Jones, W. J. Davey, E. N. Sagar, S. Roy Buckerfield, J. S. Fitzmaurice, W. H. Scott, G. Bailey, H. Rhodes, H. Bedford, John H. Chesterfield, S. C. Cusack, Rupert M. Barker, Kevin Wadham, S. F. Hackland, T. A. Bagshaw, J. Ashwin, J. P. Hale, T. D. Barber, L. Sims, W. Evans, E. Hooper, Hugh Bennett, A. M. Isaacs, Victor K. Coon, J. T. Campbell, J. Kilgareth, K. Wadham, J. E. Rowling, W. B. Randell, Reg Gurner, A. L. Selway, W. Anthony, R. Holland, E. J. W. Gunner, Lance Jones, A. A. Cotton, K. Boland, A. Duffield, H. McCauley, R. Gallen, Cliff Moole, R. Davies, A. Mines, Jack Trembath, S. Vicker, E. Willoughby, T. Mitchell, C. Lappage, V. Lappage, A. Offler, W. Plainstead, S. S. T. B. W. K. Skinner, A. H. Gibson, R. A. Bruce, J. D. Wilson, S. A. Johnson, Robert H. A. Williams, C. T. V. Noble, C. A. Blum, J. W. Mote, W. Kepke, K. Wadham, G. F. Crosby, G. A. Miller, Randall, T. Morris, L. Traeger, L. F. Swafford, D.R. Whitburn, P.J. Brewer, R. Edwards, W.E. Launder, Craig Marshall, Hyder, Morton, McNaughton, Bob Ferrazier, Bill Pitchford, Frank Hill, Don Elliott, Harry Roberts, Doug Whitburn, Ben Wilson, Joe McAllister, P. Kennedy, A.W. Kelly, J. Gribble, J.G. Phillips, A.L. Saunders, D.R. Whitburn, C.F. Trott, R. Anthony, E. Shepherd, D. O'Leary, A.T.E. Brock, E.W. Beard, D.G. Taylor, J.S. Fitzmaurice, George R. Anderson, G.B. Ragless, Harold M. Cooper, I. Thomas, F. Curry, B. Chanel, A.A. Ryman, J.W. Wilkin, E.C. McLaughlin, F. Kempster, K. Wadham, L. F. Swafford, F. G. Anear, H. Mervyn Brown, M. E. Richard, J. E. Varden, P. A. Messenger, K. M. P. O. R. Bedford, A. R. Cameron, H. Hobcroft, Darcy M. Hancock, M. Clayton, H. E. Edwards, D. W. Watson, W. K. Ackland, H. B. Wilson, W. M. Richards, A. J. Hewitt, O. Richardson, L. D. H. A. Berry, V. R. P. Cook, C. A. Ives, W. Smith, E. D. Riley, K. A. Murray, P. Kennedy, B. J. M. Morrissey, A. K. Richardson, A. W. Taylor, A. W. Kelly, A. H. Traeger, T. A. J. Hens, H. F. Lloyd, B. R. Briggs, L. W. R. A. Bruce, J. Gribble, E. L. Willoughby, R. B. Caldwell, F. F. Thorne, J. D. Phillips, D. R. Whitburn, C. C. Grimble, C. L. H. Haynes, R. Anthony, C. R. Chio, C. P. Waver, C. E. Newell, R. C. Henry, S. R. Buckerfield, L. D. Barry, A. E. Shepherd, G. F. Robbins, C. D. C. Winkler, A. P. E. Brock, E. W. Deer, D. G. Taylor, J. E. Mann, F. B. Anderson, E. F. Brandon, C. H. J. Collins, B. S. Rogers, A. H. Giddings, R. C. Harris, H. N. Bowman, E. T. Halliday, G. T. Burgess, M. G. Farmer, F. P. Clark, C. D. L. Tilden, Stewart, A.R. Anderson, R.G. Pitts, G.B. Ragless, R.W. Gregory, W.C. Potts, A.W.J. Phillips, H.B. Johnson, W.E. Lloyd, E.L. Backler, H.B. Lund, G.W. Goldsmith, W.L. Heinrich, H.W. Wheeler, I. Thomas, P.R. Dennett, J.T. Bergen, T.J. Coughlin, J. Georgeson, D. Chanel, I.M. Kidman, S.A. Henderson, A.A. Raimond, J.A. Smith, J. Stafford, J. Kilgariff, H.A. Berry, J.W. Wilkin, J.C. Golly, H.K. Bowen, R.W. Davy, A.H. Brooks, K.M. Ring, C.H. Castle, J.E. DeCure, R.C. Yates, O.L. Neskin, Leslie B. Fielder, L.W. Finn, F.M. Gray, R.R. Turner, T. Welling, J. Foster, T.J. Coakley, L.W. Walbridge, Kent Adamson, H.B. Wilson, D.A. Wilkinson, W.L. Govan, Bill Barber, F.R. Booth, W.J.C. Wiseman, A.E. Prince, W.M. Richards, W.S. Walker, H.K. Stacy, A.L. Sutherland, A. Frizzabilla, A.G. Hewitt, C. Patterson, B.A. Geisel, E.A. Charles, M. Clayton, J.A. Weddle, A.H. Heath, A.K. Mutton. Mr. J. W. Hambly Clark of Adelaide, experimenting with 5AA, cut his own Edison-type cylinders as he improvised violin solos, and broadcast these by placing a telephone carbon microphone down the throat of the long phonograph horn speaker. The up-and-down movements of the speaker were evident in the output. Nevertheless, the programs were appreciated even though they were interspersed by plentiful hellos and comments on the quality of transmission, modulation, etc.
Radiogeräte in Australien gebaut haben.
These are names of technicians who built the earliest equipment for radio in Australia.
A.L. Rogers, Anita Rogers, A. Patton, E.J.G. Bowden, P.B. Walker, W. Knox, Batteryman Phillips, A.G. Rosser, F.W. Medhurst, F.P. Bowden, Chief Machinist Smith, E.C. Barton, E.R. Stanton, F. Moeller, Harry Cowper, Alf Traeger, Ern Gunner, Don Gooding, A. Hopton, Ted Ashwin, Donald McDonald, Jack Davies, Bill Launder Cridge, M.J. Ryan, Harry Ding, Lou Grubb, J.H. Chesterfield, Oliver J. Nielsen, Mr. Edwards, Ray Snoswell, Lance Jones, Vic Coombe, Bill Maddox, J. Ratcliffe, Charlie Tariha, R. Kitto, Mr. Nutley.
Lark Ross organize art on a tappy cock bend ball perk novix. Transmit happy libel. Gross ear few frogs, Mr. PB. Now fed mimics this fine hack. Grab note on art max for mel. Rah, hurry peek, after glare. Hermit Conra ongoing, odd. The photon is the dog. Call damn Dodo and ask cat drive. Grill included bear, and my car. Hydra grin rubal. Heavy kick flash. Coins never, said Mr. Boo. Sensory wall clones team. Call voice calls both kids left car. The aerial arc. Totter bloom and dry.
Lark was organizer on a tappy cock bent ball perk novix. Transmit happy libel. Rosier Hugh Fudge, Mr. PB. No Fed mimics this fine hack. Bad note on our meds for mail. Rock hurry peep after glare. Herman Conra ongoing hot. The photon is the dog. Call damn Dodo and ask cat drive. Bill and Boo the bear in my car. Hydra bamboo bulb, hit reject flash. Coins never, sad Mr. Boo. Sensory wall clones team. Cone voice calls bold kid left car. The aerial arc, totter boom and fly.
In
connection with your experimental license, your attention is invited to the fact that this license is issued in accordance with the wireless telegraphy regulation, the conditions of which should be understood and are accepted by you in obtaining the license. In particular, special attention is invited to the fact that the license is issued to enable you to carry out the experiments set out by you in your application form. You may be called on to produce evidence to show that you are experimenting and not merely listening into broadcast programs. The licensed receiver is for your own use and must not be used by other people or for their entertainment. Any contravention of the regulations is an indictable offense.
Nothing for that we are evil, we shall hunt it down and the theater.
gegen nicht zu Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden. Der genehmigte Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden. Der genehmigte Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden. Der genehmigte Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden. Der genehmigte Empfänger ist für ihren eigenen Gebrauch und darf nicht von den Leuten oder für ihre Unterhaltung verwendet werden.
Dies sind Namen von australischen Regierungsbeamten, die die Entwicklung von Radio gesetzlich regulierten.
These are names of Australian government administrators who regulated the development of radio.
Charles Todd, William Priest, W.R. Cresswell, T.N. Stevens, Dr. Cockburn, C.A. Unbehound, John Moole, E.J.G. Bowden, P.B. Walker, G.P. Stevens, W.P. Hallam, F.P. Bowden, Lieutenant Truesdale, H.W. Jen, B.J. Hesketh, L.K. Ireland, K. Wadham, W.J. Bowen, J.W. Stapleton, L.M. Adkins, J.H.L. Badenoch, L.E. Catford, L.A. Dean, L. Cotton, R.R. Davies, D.F. Lucas, A.J. Drew, H.E. Lesser, L.V. Phillips, J. Lester, C.W. Potter, J.M. Coulter, E.A. Barbier, A.C. Smythe, R. Batty, F.E. Bentley, G.S. Kuhn, S.G. Barber, K.G. Atkins, C.R. White, H.M. Roberts, J.H. Lawrence, N.W. Roberts, R.H. Bailey, H.R. Green, L.A. Brown, W.P. Burford, W.L. Pearn, K.W. Killsby, W.W. Parsons, K.M. Thiel, R.V. Gall, R. Bedford, A.R. Cameron, R.D. Elliott, H. Hobcroft, R.C. Gurner, R.G. Haskard, R.K. Dean, R.L. Page, E.R. Easter, R. Paraziers, R.T. Manuel, G.W. Luxon, W.R. Cresswell, F.G. Cresswell, Clement E. Ames, K.J. Martin, Lyle McEwen, R.G. Pitts, J. Whitburn, Postmaster General Gibson, L.C. Jones, Radio Inspector, H.W. Harrington, J.H. Hammond, James Elder, A.J.B. McMaster, C.E. Crocker, H.P. Brown, J.P.B. Madsen, R.B. Orchard, J.J. Hammond, W.H. Swanson, Frank O'Grady, Colonel Thomas, C.W. Davis, J.A. Lyons, A.J. McLaughlin, Postmaster General Ashley.
John Netmody is Daryl K. Smarley W. G. P. Netlam P. Boz Chambao A. J. R. W. Brown Comedial Inz F. Lyons L. A. W. H. J. Netlam J. Mao E. Swilachan the Fon Ben Hurden F. W. John Netmus, J. Gammon, J. Netmus, Swellwater, Dr. H. Crockburn, W. Swell, J. Cockerby, J. Chon, F. Monday, J. B. J. Monday, J. Pepper, Leon, A. W. Brow, Postavan.
Sendetätigkeit in Australien.
These are names of early developers of radio broadcasting in Australia.
Harry Cowper, Lance Jones, James Marshall, A.L. Brown, C.R. Brown, A.A. Cotton, J.E. Davison, Ernest J. Hume, Ernest J. Hume Jr., F.A. Pennington, E. Sr., R.H. Wellman, A.G. Waterhouse, W.C. Smollacombe, A.S. Harris, H.M. Anders, Ern Gunner, J.G. Arnold, A.S. Harris, M.E.A. Scott, A.R. Campbell, A.E.J. Smythe, A. Hyde, J.T. Timms, L. Hopf, L.L. Griffiths, J.L. Davy, G. Myers, Miss M. Lynch, C. Tonkin, Mr. Harvey, Mr. Miller, J.P. Hale, L.A. Harper, W.R. West, J. Jensen, R.F. Gardner, A.L. Brown, R.H. Woolman, A.R. Campbell, Herbert G. Boyce, Reverend W. Keith Stewart, R.G. Ruddle, A.L. Brown, Mr. Mills, Jack Ryan, Ken Bertram, Bill Noddix, Lynn Porter, Bill Wondercridge, Tom Wiling, Darby Tostevin, Frank O'Grady, Laurie Villan, Nelson Stone, Tom Collins, Ted McGrath, Chris Comas, Cecil Pike, Brian Blundell, Len Cooper, Bill Wisson, Jim Harris, Bill Miles, Charlie Cancel, Pat Callahan, Bob Hamilton, Jack Anders, Claude Mann, Bert Metallic, George May, George Ramsey, Bert Lamb, Alf Johns, Ron Nicole, Ron Haynes, Ted Holton, Al Smythe, Colonel Thomas, Mr. Madigan, Eric Cloth, Ron Bob Fuller, George Conn, G.A. Miller, Randall, Mrs. E.J. Hume, the first female radio announcer in Australia, Evan Sr., Wynne Hambridge, Miss F. Beaumont, Mr. Chalico, Mrs. V.L.H. Hume, E.C.S. Lindsay, H. Thompson, George Barber, Don Taylor, Sid White, Larry Schoberg, Andy Fisher, Dud Wilkinson, Colin Howie, Tom Gardner, George Pachoka, Adrian Wallace, Brian Paul, Jack Lester, Huey Lloyd, Les Rude, George Digance, Wickham Bailey, Barry Quick, Bob Page, Frank Hill, F. Wills, Warwick Parsons, C.M. Brown, G.M. Gordon, S. Goldsworthy, G.T. Fosh, Roy Buckerfield, Matt Kinnear, the first football broadcaster in Australia, Charlie Tereha, Colin Howie, George Matthews, Carl Crow, Bruce Martin, Bob Paraziers, Max Wills, Sid McLean, Oliver Nestor, Rex Fenwick, Bob Barringer, Wallace Reary, H.N. Bowman, D.M. Gooding, L.G. Porter, T.W. Welling, H.B. Wilson, B. Forgan, R.R. Whittle, P.F. Halliday, W. Gill, J.L. Schaumwaffle, H.N. Bowman, W.J. Bland, Colin L. Bottrell, W.H. Barber, Bill Forgan, Merv Middleton, Harold Elliott, Mr. Caldicott, Daphne Norton, H.W. Smith, Frank G. Miller, H.R. Pinkerton, W. Queel, Jaspie Jack, Frank Hill, Pat Giddings, Doug Wilkinson, Andy Fisher, Jack Lester, Harvey Heath, Harry Cooper, Stoughton McNamara, Bill Legg, Oliver Nestrom, Ron Hipwell, George Matthews, Bruce Hannaford, Bruce Martin, Graham Pitts, Ron Hodgson, Ted Marsden, Chris Gilbert, Derek Coombs, Alan Hewitt.
Geräuscheffekte für das australische Radio entwickelt haben.
These are names of developers of sound effects in radio in Australia.
Ron Wenban, Oscar Lansbury, Len London, Owen Ainley, Gordon Grimsdale, Rod Taylor, James Workman.
Oh, my God.
Namen derer, die den Radiodienst für den Royal Flying Doctor Service in Australien entwickelt haben.
These are names of those who developed radio for the Royal Flying Doctor Service of Australia.
The Very Reverend John Flynn, Harry Cowper, Alfred Traeger, the inventor of the pedal wireless, George Towns, Rupert M. Barker, Mr. Earle, Mr. Hall, R. Graham Pitts, Adelaide Mithke, Mr. Starr, R. Cranwell. Wireless broadcasting is that music, speeches, etc., made anywhere in the world may be heard by us in the same fullness as though we were at its source. Time and space are annihilated. The voices of those we love may come to us from afar, as though by a spiritualistic energy, without its indefinite and cloudy trickery. As if by spiritual energy, just through the great void, are the antipodes united.